AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israel has agreed to a U.S.-backed proposal for a ceasefire with Hamas. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Blinken says the agreement came after he met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on an agreement to bridge differences, holding up a ceasefire and a hostage release in Gaza.
The next important step is for Hamas to say yes, and then in the coming days, for all of the expert negotiators to get together to work on clear understandings on implementing the agreement.
Blinken says he will head tomorrow to Egypt, which is in contact with the militant group. He did not say if the agreement addresses issues that have long led to the talks stalling. His latest trip to the region comes amid fears the conflict could spiral into a deeper regional war. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden is speaking tonight on the opening night of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Harris campaign co-chair Cedric Richmond says Joe Biden showed the country what real leadership looks like.
And now Kamala Harris and Tim Walz have united our party around their vision to lead us into the future. Into a bright future.
There are Republicans in Chicago to monitor the convention, like Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson, who is suspicious of the circumstances surrounding the Harris candidacy.
She did not get one vote in the primary. This is a coup. They're going to formally kick the president to the side of the road tonight. Their coup is complete.
House Republicans released their initial impeachment report on President Biden, but the next steps are uncertain. It stops short of alleging any criminal wrongdoing by the president. The United Nations says a record number of aid workers were killed in conflicts around the world last year, more than half after the Israel-Hamas war started. Congo says it will receive the first Mpox vaccine doses next week from the U.S. Congo has the vast majority of Mpox cases around the world. This is AP News. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein was in court today in New York.
The 72-year-old's appearance in Queens criminal court was less than 5 minutes, as his lawyers agreed he will remain in jail at Rikers Island while awaiting retrial on rape and sexual assault charges. But after the New York case is done, he will return to California to serve his pending 16-year sentence for a separate rape conviction there. Weinstein denies all the charges. His 2020 conviction in Manhattan was thrown out after a ruling that the judge in the original trial unfairly allowed testimony. Julie Walker, New York.
Trayon White Sr., a District of Columbia council member known for promoting anti-Semitic conspiracy theories, is charged with accepting more than $150,000 in bribes in exchange for pressuring employees to extend city contracts for violence intervention services. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.